The Amos and Andy Show. Today, Andrew H. Brown received a letter from a reputable Chicago clothing concern offering him a position as their representative at $75 per week, plus commission. Yes, it was a surprise to us, too, but the old boy has it. And right now, he's in his office, joyously telling the news to him.
Him, as I knowed I was going to hit the jackpot someday. Now, there's the letter right there. I'm really going to have money to live on.
Yeah, well, I'm sure happy for you, son, but don't go spending this money now as fast as you make it.
Well, I know this much. I'm tired of living the way I is. And I'm going to start living like a man that's got success ought to live. I'm going to eat in the best restaurants.
Oh, only the expensive ones, huh?
Oh, yeah, high class. Where the people don't blow on their soup. The waiters do it for you. And I'm going to rent me a big house and have servants and everything.
Yeah, well, glad to hear that. I suppose you're going to have a valet to wait on your hand and foot.
Yeah, and even maybe another one to wait on the rest of me. Oh, yeah, I'm going to hire a gardener to take care of the big grounds I'm going to have around my house.
Oh, you're going to have a lot of grounds, too. I suppose you're going to have a swimming pool, too.
Oh, I'm going to have three swimming pools. Hot, cold, and loose.
You know, Andy, you are starting to spend your money even before you go to work.
Yeah, but the job is in the bag, son. Here, read this letter to me. I know it by heart, but I love to hear it.
Yeah, oh, from the Prentice Clothing Company, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, I was here to them. That's a high-class concern.
Certainly is high-class. You can see for yourself they only writ on one side of the paper.
Say here, dear Mr. Brown, you have been suggested as the logical salesman to represent our firm in Harlem.
Yeah, jump down to the salary part.
Here, sir, say, this position guarantees that in addition to commission, you will receive a salary of $75 per week. $75 per week. That's sure a high bracket.
Oh, man, I can feel Morgenthau's hand in my pocket right now.
Then I say here, naturally, we require a letter of recommendation from some citizen of good local standing. Yours very truly, the Prentice Clothing Company, Chicago.
Hey, Amos, you was a local citizen in good standing. How about you writing the letter?
Well, all right, I'll write one, Andy. Let me see what I'll say.
Well, just tell them that I is the steady type. I ain't flighty or nothing. And anything I starts, I stick to. Tell them I've been doing the same thing now that I was doing 5 years ago.
Hey, but you ain't been working for the last 5 years.
Well, I stuck to it, didn't I?
All right, I'll go home and write the letter.
I'll walk along with you there. Now that that's all set for the job with the Prentice Clothing Company, I'm going over to the lodge and sell everybody I see a suit of clothes.
Hello, Miss Andy. The Kingfish will be back in just a little while.
Lightning, what is the matter with you?
What did you say?
Don't never walk up to me looking shabby like you look now. It's a disgrace to be seen talking to you the way you was dressed.
What do you mean, Miss Andy?
Oh, that is the baggiest looking suit. I ain't never seen nothing look like that.
Yes, I suppose it look like that. It's a sack suit.
Well, it looked like a sack, all right. Turn around. Let me see if you got Pillsbury printed on your back there. Where'd you get that suit at?
I bought it at a second-hand store down the street. The fellow that sold it to me said it was a genuine Harris tweed.
A Harris tweed?
Yeah, a fellow by the name of Harris wore it for 6 years. But I guess the suit is getting awful thin.
I say it's getting thin. In another couple of months, you're going to have to wear a slip under that thing. Lightning, I am selling men's suits.
Yeah, I said, well, I'll buy a suit from you, Miss Andy.
All right, I'll take your measurement.
Lightning, get on out of here.
I'll take care of that later, Lightning.
Okay, Miss Andy.
You get out too, Andy.
Well, wait a minute. I come over to talk to you, Kingfish.
Andy, I'm going to leave my cards on the table. I've been thinking the reason I never get nowhere, and it's because I've been tied up with a bum like you. And from now on, me and you is enemies. You hear that? That's what it is, enemies.
That suits me, because I got a job paying me $75 a week.
Andy, let's sit down at the peace table. you really got a $75 a week job, huh?
Yeah, read the letter I got.
When I saw the commission, give me about it. And I'm crazy about you. Partner, dear, about this $75 a week job of yours. Now, that's a lot of money for one man to handle. You need a manager.
Oh, I thought you was leading up to something like that. Nothing doing, Kingfish.
Well, now, wait a minute, Andy. You need me to be your manager.
Kingfish, I want to ask you a question.
Andy, you need a manager.
I want to ask you a question.
I'm telling you, you need a manager.
Kingfish, will you let me ask one question?
Okay, go ahead.
Why does I need a manager?
Well, now that you asked the question and that's over, let's get on with the thing here now. As your manager...
Listen, Kingfish, I found this job myself. It was offered to me, and I'm keeping it for myself, and I don't need no partner or no manager.
Yeah, but Anders, we have always been partners, old pal. We have always been in business together. Worked together, failed together. Think of the beautiful bankruptcies we have had together.
Kingfish, you ain't cutting in on this thing. It's mine.
Ander, my boy, you are tired. You don't know what you are saying. You got to rest. And unlatch yourself. Now, you sit down here and stop worrying. Just leave your mind a blank, and I'll be back in 3 hours with a contract all in your favor.
Oh, hello, Kingfish. Come on in. Glad to see you. I sure is glad to see you.
Well, how are you, Gabby? Tell you why I was here. You was a lawyer, and I need some advice, and I need it fast.
Well, you come to the right man. You sure come to the right man, because I work fast. In the legal profession, I was known as a dynamo, an electrical dynamo. By the way, have you got any money to pay for this advice?
No.
I just blew a fuse.
Well, now look here, Gabby. The advice that the ones don't amount to much and won't take no time.
Sorry, but I was too busy to work for class. Don't tell you, I'm much too busy. Well, I just finished a big case today.
You did?
I sure did. I defended a man that was accused of stealing a crate of oranges. A whole crate of oranges. I plead his innocence, because I knew he didn't do it.
Yeah, well, did he pay you?
Sure he paid me. In fact, here, have a glass of orange juice.
No thanks, Gabby, but tell me, is you got to have money before you give me any advice?
That's right, Kingfish. You got to have $2 cash, $2 cash.
Cash. Won't you take my check?
Sure, if you wrap the cash up in it.
Gabby, will you settle for half a buck cash?
Kingfish, you got yourself an attorney.
Okay, Gabby. Now, here's what I want to know. I suppose... You know the man that was going to get a nice job paying him $75 a week.
I'd figure how to get that money away from the man. I'd sure get away from him.
I don't know what road you took, the high road or the low road, but you sure got to Scotland before me there. Look, Gabby, if this man is making $75 a week, according to the law, is there any reason why I can't get him to sign a contract telling me 50% interest in his salary?
Oh, that's legal, all right. Yes, indeed, that's legal. But you got to be careful that you don't run up against the Pure Food and Drug Act.
The Pure Food and Drug Act? How you fit that in there?
Well, you is guilty of pure chiseling, and because you was taking the food out of his mouth, the first act of the police will have you drug in the court. That's the Pure Food and Drug Act if I ever had it. No.
You say you told Andy to meet us here at the lodge hall, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, Henry, he ought to be here any minute. And I want you to know that I let you in on a nice thing. I just couldn't raise $25 by myself.
Yes, well, here's my $12.50.
Good, and there's mine. That gives us $25 to buy half interest in Andy's salary.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, wait a minute, I hear somebody coming now. Yeah. Come in, Brother Andy, come in.
Charming to see you, Andy.
Yeah, charming to see you, too.
Sit down, Brother Andy, there's a soft seat right there.
Before I forget it, Andy, me and my wife would like to have you come over to our house for supper tonight. Only yesterday, Mrs. Van Porter was saying... We ain't had Andy Brown up to our place for supper for a long time.
I ain't never been up to your place for supper.
Has it been that long?
Yeah, well, we can get to the social stuff a little later, boys, but now let's sit down here and talk. Andy, is you done thunk about what we was discussing before? Maybe me and Henry can be your managers.
Yeah, I thunk about it, and I still don't see why I need no managers. Fellas, y'all are just wasting your time.
Now, you know, Andy, if you keep up this attitude, well, we liable to refuse to be your managers. How would you like that?
I'd like it.
I know you'd see our way. Now, let me read you the contract I got you. Now, this is the most important thing I got you. Just put everything in writing so you ain't gonna have no mistake about nothing.
Yes, and this is all in your favor, Andy, because you is the helpless type and you need some shrewd managers.
Yeah, that's right, Andy. Now, let me read the contract here. Say here, Andrew H. Brown, hereafter referred to in this document as Helpless Brown, agrees to appoint as his joint business managers Henry Van Porter, hereafter known as Shrewd Henry, and George Kingsley Stevens, hereafter known as Even Shrewder Stevens. Now, how did the contract sound so far, Helpless?
Just keep reading.
Yes, go on.
How does it sound to you, Shrewd?
Oh, it sounds just fine. Even Shrewder?
To say here, the said managers agree to pay the said Andrew H. Brown $25 in cash. And on top of that, said managers agree to break their backs managing, helping, advising, talking to, and talking with Andrew Brown, in return for which he agrees to pay them 50% of his salary as long as he got a job. Furthermore...
Hey, hey, wait a minute. Something done whizzed past me there.
Hamler, I don't even know what you're talking about.
No, I didn't notice something whizzing by.
Let me finish reading the contract. Furthermore, Brown gets the lion's share of the weekly check of $75, and all that the managers get is a measly $37.50. Furthermore...
Hold it. Something else done whizzed by me again. I ain't never see the contract go into high gear like this one do.
Well, Andrew, I think that gives you an idea of what a fair contract is. Now, me and Henry are going in the other room and copying on the typewriter right quick so we can all sign the thing.
Yes, see you in a minute, Andy.
We'll be right back.
Them two is always trying to pull a fast one on me. I think they're chiseling in on me.
Well, how is it there, Andy?
Come in, Amos, come in.
Yeah, I didn't... wasn't that the Kingfish and Henry running down the hall there a second ago?
Yeah, I guess it was, all right, yeah.
I say, Andy, I was just over to your office and this telegram was there for you. I thought I'd bring it over here.
Telegram, huh? Let me see it, Amos.
Yeah, it must be something important.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, what do I say?
It's from the Prentice Clothing Company in Chicago. Listen to this.
Huh?
We sent you an offer of a position by mistake. Due to an error, we wrote to you instead of Andrew B. Brown.
Oh.
Please disregard our letter. Hope this hasn't inconvenienced you. Prentice Clothing Company. Well, Amos...
Oh, gee, Andy, that sure is bad news, ain't it?
Yeah. You know, even if they did make a mistake, they could have given me a chance at the job. This way, I'd be fired before I was even hired.
Yeah, they could have given you a chance, all right.
Oh, yeah. On every other job I done had, before they fired me for being no good, they at least give me a week to prove it.
Well, it's just one of them things, Andy.
Yeah, that's a bad break, all right. It's sure going to be a surprise to Kingfish and Henry. You know, they want to be my managers and take a percent of my salary.
Oh, if they're pulling that stuff again, don't they ever stop trying to chisel?
Well, it don't look that way.
Somebody ought to teach them a lesson.
Yeah, you're right. Somebody ought to, say, wait a minute. Yes, sir. You got an idea there, Amos. Teach them a lesson. That's the stuff. And you know something?
What's that?
I is going to be the teacher.
Well, Andy, I don't know what you're going to do, but I sure all for it.
Well, hello, Amos. Hello.
Well, how are you there, Amos?
Hi, fellas.
Well, here's the contract all typed up.
Yeah, well, we all set to close the deal here. Now, how about it, Andy?
Well, tell you, boys, I've been thinking it over. That whizzing stuff in the contract there, that didn't amount to much, did it?
Oh, no. It didn't amount to nothing. You ain't heard nothing whiz there, Andrew.
Yeah, and you guys wouldn't take revenge of me, would you?
Oh, absolutely not, Brother Andrew. No.
Oh, no, we're your friends. Everything is in your favor.
Yeah, and you need a couple of managers bad, too.
Yeah, I guess you're right, Kingfish. Well... give me the money, I'll sign the contract.
Oh, great. Put it there and a shake hands. Great. Yeah. Now, here is the $25 in cash.
Yeah.
Well, look at that green stuff there. And yeah, I just signed it right there, Andy. Right there where the dotted line is. Just put your name right
yeah,
on there.
Okay.
Wonderful. Look at that.
Andy, congratulations. This is the smartest thing you have ever done.
Kingfish, you ain't kidding.
Well, come on, Henry. Let's stop in Andy's office here.
Well, it doesn't look like he's in.
Yeah, well, we'll wait for him. Maybe he's out trying to sell some suits. Sit down.
By the way, Kingfish, just what is we supposed to do with Andy's manager?
Oh, nothing. Just collect 50% of his salary, that's all. Oh, we got a sucker here, Henry.
Yes, I wonder if our friend Andy has took any orders yet.
Yeah, well, that I don't know. Well, wait a minute. Let me peek in his desk drawer here. That's where we keep him.
Yes, take a good look in there.
Wait a minute. What is this? Henry.
What is it, Kingsley?
Listen to this. It's a telegram to Andy. Say here, we sent you an offer of a position by mistake. Due to an error, we wrote you instead of Andrew B. Brown. Please disregard our letter. Hope this hasn't inconvenienced you. Signed, Prentice Clothing Company. Henry, Andy ain't got no job at all.
Good gracious, our money. The $25 we has been slugged.
Hey, wait a minute now, Henry. Look here. I just thought of something. Amos opens a lot of Andy's mail when he ain't here. Maybe Andy ain't seen this telegram. Maybe Amos put it in the drawer.
Yes, that's a possibility, all right. What must we do?
Well, now, look here. Before we tackle Andy, I think that we ought to try to sell our interest in Andy to somebody so we can get our $25 back.
Yes, but who?
Well, we has got to search for somebody that's a sucker, some guy that ain't very wise. We has got to search for...
Hiya, fellas.
The search is over. say, Shorty, glad you dropped in here now. Tell me this, how would you like to manage Andrew Brown and get a percent of his salary? Now, that's the best way in the world of getting yourself a lot of money for doing nothing.
Oh, no, that ain't no good, King says. I don't want nobody breaking their back for me.
Yeah, I can see that you don't know nothing about economics.
Who don't know nothing about what you said? Well, who don't? But the idea when you get a man working for you, he starts fluctuating with the Social Security.
Yeah, well, what Social Security got to do with it?
Well, what's it got to do with my Social Security?
Well, what has it got to do with it?
Well, if a man work for you and he bring you some money, you start getting social, and as soon as you get some money, your relatives come and stay with you, and they got security. That's Social Security. That's what it is.
But Shorty.
I know, but if we do what you say, how are you going to handle the supply and demand? And you know what that does, don't you?
Yeah, what do it do?
Well, you get that ain't a fair question.
Well, answer it. Go on, answer.
Well, according to the figures released by the Federal Construction Committee, which is the subcommittee of the Federal Bureau of Internal Combustion and the subsidiary of the which, that answers your question right there, you see.
Tell me this, what has all this got to do with economics?
What's it got to do with it? I just told you. The thing is, what I mean, you see, when... Huh?
Look, Shorty, if Andy works and you get half his salary, that is economics. Mm. Now, even the government down in Washington is back of it.
Oh, don't tell me about Washington. I know the government. I know the man that runs the government. You take that fellow in the cabinet right down there. What's his name? The man with the white hair. The man with the white hair.
McNutt?
Oh, I wouldn't say that about him.
Well, Shorty, who are you talking about?
Well, I'm talking about the man, the head of the State Department. He gets his own, Mr. Shell.
Hull, Mr. Hull.
Yeah, well, him too now. Now, yeah. that man that took his place with the gray hair, Mr. Statistic, what did he do?
Well?
He didn't do that at all, he didn't. And get away with it, that's why.
Now, just a minute, boys. It seems to me that we are getting off the track here just a little bit.
Now, listen, Shorty, take my advice. If you want to make some big money and let Andy go to work for you, got it.
No, like I've been arguing, I just couldn't do that. I couldn't have a man working for it. It's against my principle. I guess I wouldn't feel right. I feel so guilty. I never wondered, when can he start?
Now, look here, that's the spirit, Shorty. Andy Brown can start earning money for you as soon as you pay us
$25. $25?
It's a wonderful proposition, Shorty. You'll never regret it. Just give us the $25, and we'll consider the deal closed.
Oh, sure. I can give you the cash right now. I got my checkbook right. I think there's enough money in the cash register. We can go over to the bank. I ain't got a dime.
Kingfish, I think it's hopeless. After we done flop with Shorty, I tried selling our contracts to a couple of other people, but with no success.
Yeah, well, we got to get our money back, because that was my wife's money, and I got to get it.
Yes, I thought we had the best deal of our life, and it turned out to be a mess. How could Andy be such a chiseler?
Here comes Andy across the street now. Look here, I'm going to show you how I'm going to handle the thing. It's 10 minutes. Nobody ain't ever put nothing over on me yet, you know.
Yes, well, do your very best, Kingfish. Wait a minute.
Well, old pal Andy.
Hi, fellas. Hi.
Hello, Andy.
Got some bad news for you, Andy.
Yes, what's that?
Here it is right here. I'll read it to you. A law. Andy, they just passed a new law. And it just happens to apply to the deal that me and Henry is in with you at the moment.
Yes, read it to him, Kingfish.
Let me read you this law. Law number 1796. Say here, this law applies to all citizens of the United States of America. This law has been passed and approved by the Army, the Navy, the President, the Senate, and good housekeepers.
Then I guess that takes in about everybody.
Yeah, well, what's it say?
Well, now, just let it go read you. Now, just keep your ears open and listen here. Now, here's the most important part of the whole law.
Yeah, read it to me. Go ahead.
Say here, any man who sells part interest in his salary to anybody is liable to a $5,000 fine, 10 years in prison, or both. Or most likely more.
You see, a very rigid law.
Yeah, well now, Emma, I think that gives you the whole picture.
Yeah, I got the picture good. You two chiselers has been sticking your nose in my drawer and you found out about that telegram. You has been chiseling all your life. And I took your $25 because I wanted to show you that two can work at the same game.
Yeah, but Brother Andy.
Yes, Andy, why?
Well, wait a minute. Yeah, Andy, we only wanted to help you.
Oh, why don't you stop crawling? By trying to chisel me, you done chiseled yourself. You see that? Can't you take your lesson like a man?
Oh, now, Brother Andy, wait just a minute, will you please, Andy? Now, look, Andy, I'm your old pal, the Kingfish. Don't forget now. We has been brothers in that great fraternity, the Mystic Nice of the Sea, for years, Andy.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't mean it, Andy. Honest, I didn't. Andy, I gotta have that money back. It belonged to my dear, sweet, gentle wife. And if I don't get it back, you'll murder me, Andy.
All right, crybaby. Get up. Here's your $25 back. And you can tear up the contract.
Oh, that's it, Andy.
But just don't ever forget about this in case you ever get any more ideas to pull a fast one.
Yeah, all right, Andy. I'll tear up the contract right now. Here it is.
Brother Andy, I can't thank you enough.
Yeah, and believe me, Andy, this done really learned me a lesson. I really deserve. I'll never try to chisel nobody again.
Me neither, Andy.
Andy, never again will ever I try to cut in on anything of yours as long as I live. Yeah, well, come in.
Oh, yeah, come in, Amos, come in.
Hiya, fellas. Andy, here's another telegram that came for you at your office, and when you wasn't here, I've been out looking for you.
Oh, thank you, Amos. What is it, you know?
Read it.
Yeah, well, addressed to me, all right. From the Finest Clothing Company. It's a... We informed you by telegram that our letter offering you position was a mistake. We have since received such a strong letter of recommendation from Amos Jones that we have decided to give you the job as our Harlem representative.
Well, then, I just happen to have another contract.
Get away from me.
I don't understand it. You got that job with the Prentice Clothing Company on Tuesday, and here it is Friday, and it's all over already.
Well, you know, Amos, like I say before, every job I have had, they give me at least a week to prove that I'm no good.
Yeah.
This time I outdone myself. Only took me 3 days.
Oh.